Do we really need another podcast? No. But Tony really needs a hobby. Hopefully, he'll put a smile on your face. And if you don't like it, at least it's free. Now, grab your favorite beverage and enjoy the Bald and Witty podcast. Here's your host, the author of Tacos and Beer Atmosphere, Tony Mahalski.
Hey, thanks so much for checking this out. My name is Tony. I'll be your host for this podcast. Where did this podcast come from? First of all, a little writing project I have, baldandwitty.com, where I discuss various types of topics, including movies and music, sports, some random thoughts, and much more. Also, delve into my transition going from a 28-year broadcast veteran to that of a stay-at-home caregiver for my adult son, Trey, who happens to have autism and is a great young man. I've learned a lot about myself over the past 10 months in this new role. I have wrote a few things about it on LinkedIn. You can check those essays out there or on baldandwitty.com. But it was a bit of an intervention that led to the podcast studio being created. My lovely wife came home from work along with my youngest son from school who's graduating coming up next month. And they said, "So, Dad, what'd you do today?" I was like, "Well, I've been working on trying to perfect the potato ole seasoning that they have at Taco John's." And they both looked at me, shook their head. My lovely wife's like, "Okay, we're getting you some podcast equipment. You're starting that quick. You need new hobbies." So because of potato oles, I come to you from this Bald and Witty podcast studios, broadcasting on a really nice Rodecaster Pro 2 mixing board. And some of the same studio mics that we had back at the station that I worked for. And no, I didn't steal the microphone. Kind of surprised how expensive microphones are. So hopefully the sound's okay with the studio mic and the Rodecaster Pro 2. Try to have some fun on this Bald and Witty podcast. I'd like to give a shout out to some of the early readers of baldandwitty.com that have provided me with some feedback. They include my mom, longtime news guy Don Miller, my new lawyer buddy named Robert, my buddies Don and Sean, my lovely wife, youngest son, Bo. And, of course, Trey is featured a lot in pictures and images and really with this new lifestyle. So a big shout out to my son, Trey, as well. Okay, let's get this started. Here's some things that are popping in my head that I think are interesting. You may or may not agree. And if you don't like what I'm talking about, skip ahead. Maybe you'll like the next thing better. All right, let's talk movies. I absolutely love the experience of going to a movie theater. I watch a few movies on Netflix. It's just not the same. When you go to a movie theater, the experience, you're there with other people. The crowd reacts to certain punchlines that you don't get in your living room on Netflix. I like the popcorn, the beverage. And now that they sell beer at the movie theater, ding, ding. So even bad movies, I enjoy the process. Like if you were to put Ishtar or Xanadu or Grown Ups 2 on the big screen, I would go and watch it. Grown Ups 2, by the way, was my 319th favorite movie. I wrote about my top favorite movies in Tacos and Beer Atmosphere, which I believe is still available on Amazon. And you can also pick it up at Sioux City Gifts at 19th and Pierce in beautiful Sioux City, Iowa. So even bad movies I like, and unfortunately, there hasn't been a lot of movies that really intrigued me as of late. But over the last 3 weeks, I've seen three different movies, three that kind of tickle my fancy. Now, for those of you that don't know, I'm not a big fan of Marvel movies or any type of comic book or big-time action. So my tastes are probably different than a lot of people listening to this Bald and Witty podcast. But I think universally, a lot of people agree that sports movies are fantastic. I think we should have sports movies at least one per year. I'm okay with spotlighting different sports that maybe I'm not that much into. For example, I like McFarland USA. That was a story about cross-country runners in high school. I only did cross-country running for one day and quit at Creighton Prep High School. They were so proud of me. Those Jesuit priests are like, "Man, this kid looks like he has talent for cross country." I made it 2 hours and I never came back. So there's a movie that's set in South Texas in 1956. Normally, I'm not a huge fan of period pieces. Unless it comes to sports, then I'm all in. Deals with a high school team comprised of Hispanic members that are not overly welcomed at country clubs in Texas in 1956. A really good cast on this, and there are some memorable lines that really kind of stick with you. Dennis Quaid plays a role as an assistant coach for the high school golf team, and the star is probably the coach, Jay Hernandez. Now, when I was watching the movie, I was like, whoa, that guy looks familiar, but I don't know why. I ran home and I told my wife, I was like, yeah, this actor's really good. And I think he's married to Kelly Ripa. And she's like, Mark Consuelos? I said, that's the guy. He does look like Mark Consuelos a little bit. Jay Hernandez is great in this role. He apparently starred in Magnum P.I. I have not spent a lot of time on Magnum P.I., but he's really good in this movie. The golf team is great. There's a love interest with one of the players on the team. Much like the game of golf, it's more than golf. It's about the game of life and how you overcome adversity and how you get out of the sand trap in life. There's also a nice nod to Good Will Hunting, which is in my top five movies of all time. Love that. So if you kind of see that analogy, if you go to the movie, please react to me either on the website, baldandwitty.com. You can also email me, tony@baldandwitty.com. You can find me on X, Bald and Witty, and that'll get me. So I would give it probably 9.5 out of 10. I think it might be a top 40 movie of all time for me. It's probably not a huge box office smash. It is called The Long Game. Highly recommend it. Also highly recommend The Snack Shack. This is a movie that was set in Nebraska. It's kind of a buddy film. If Good Will Hunting was set 20 years ago in Nebraska, it would be this movie. Kind of a buddy flick, coming of age film, which are always next to sports movies. Coming of age. If it's a coming of age sports movie, whoo, man. Like The Long Game was a coming of age sports movie. That tickles all the right parameters for me. I highly recommend it. Snack Shack, I believe that is streaming now on some various outlets. Too Good and one I was not impressed with. I was really intrigued by the trailer for Civil War. I was not impressed with the movie. To me, it felt more like The Walking Dead. Lots of gratuitous violence. There wasn't much of a backstory about why the Civil War happened. It was more of a road trip movie, which normally I like road trips, but this wasn't my kind of road trip. It felt like it was missing a lot of various factors that I wanted. And some of the acting was really good. Kirsten Dunst, I really enjoyed in that role. Stephen McKinley, you've seen him in a lot of different things. He was great. And Kirsten Dunst's husband, Jesse Plemons, from Friday Night Lights, a TV show. Landry. Love Landry. He got some screen time. It would have been a better movie with more Jesse Plemons. Apparently, he got the role because he's married to Kirsten Dunst, and they had someone else in mind for that role that backed out last minute. And that was the best part of the movie, the scenes that Jesse Plemons from Friday Night Lights, the TV show, was featured. So overall, I would probably get that one, about a whatever Blutarski's GPA was in Animal House out of 10. You may love it. It kind of gave the synopsis to family members and friends, and some were very intrigued with how it played out. I was not one of them, but I'm more of an independent movie, like plots, big fan of dialogue, and this missed the mark for me. So, three movies that I saw in the last 3 weeks. Highly recommend The Long Game. If you're from Nebraska, Snack Shack will have special appeal to you. And Civil War, I would pass, but, you know, maybe you love it. At least the popcorn was good while watching Civil War. I listen to music every single day. And one of the things that fatigues me the most is when people talk about, what type of genre should we place this in? For me, the music that is most intriguing to me is one that's not easily defined. For example, Tuesday of next week, I'm going to see Zach Bryan in Omaha. Zach Bryan, tickets, I believe, are going for like $400 a pop for the show at CHI Arena in Omaha. Somewhat hard to explain. Is he a country guy in the big genre umbrella? Probably. He probably leans more Americana with some attitude, is how I would probably describe him. He's not necessarily a mainstay on country radio, but he is when it comes to the passion of the fans. So I'm looking forward to that show on Tuesday. And along that same line, I was recommended this artist from a buddy, Josh. And he said, hey, have you heard about Luke Dick? I'm like, Luke who? He's like, Luke Dick. He's a country guy. I'm like, whoo, I apparently have been out of the country world long enough not to know who Luke Dick is.
Well, maybe I'd have made it. Maybe, maybe not. Best band in the county is as far as I got. Clap hands. Well, clap hands.
Absolutely fantastic work from Luke Dick. If you get a chance, I would highly recommend some of his songs, including the song Some Things Happen, and a lot of great duets. There's a duet with Miranda Lambert called Polyester, a duet with Dierks Bentley called Blazer, and B-Level Hustler, Luke Dick and Jackson Dean. It's a great find, and thanks a lot to Josh for that recommendation. Way to go, Josh. Okay, I have a few food items to get to. They are two very unique stories that hit the headlines this past week. I discovered the rotisserie chicken at Sam's Club. I wrote about a 1,000-word essay about it, baldandwitty.com, under the random tab, because that seemed to make the most sense to put under the random tag. This is another thing where my lovely wife and son are like, did you write 1,000 words about the rotisserie chicken at Sam's Club? I did. Is this your new hobby now? I said, yes. Yes, it is. and speaking of hobbies, so there's a Costco guy, frequent shopper, that loves rotisserie chicken at Costco. I assume Costco rotisserie chicken and Sam's Club rotisserie chicken are similar. And so he was so enamored with it, he got the barcode of the rotisserie chicken printed on a t-shirt. And here's a quick soundbite of that, thanks to TikTok.
I got 5 chickens. I don't want any LED on them. None. Scan my shirt 5 times, buddy. 5 times.
5 times, buddy. Okay, I know TikTok might go away, and that's too bad. Hopefully, I can find this video other places. I actually discovered it on X. It was a link to TikTok, and I probably have Chinese spammers flooding my email now because I watched that on TikTok. But I wrote about interaction that I had. It was like tailgating for Garth Brooks tickets back in the day, back in 1992. It was, you meet a lot of people. Most are good. Some are kind of crazy. And the people that flocked to the rotisserie chicken came out about 11:30 the day I was there. There was probably, I don't know, 75 to 100 rotisserie chickens, and there was 45 to 50 people waiting for those chickens. And so they flocked, and I had to box out people to get my rotisserie chicken. It was quite an event. Now, I will say the chicken was delightful. It was darn tasty. Lots of meat. Well worth the $4.99. Have I become passionate enough to get it on a t-shirt, the barcode? I don't know. I might. If you know of a screen printer that can do that on a t-shirt for me, I'll probably be in the market for that. I might pay someone to wait in line for me to get that chicken. Hey, did you hear about the billboard that smells like McDonald's fries?
So we wondered, if people can recognize McDonald's by its delicious smell alone, what if we had nothing else on our billboards? Nope, not even a logo. McDonald's presents Smells Like McDonald's. Announcing the world's first billboard that smells like McDonald's.
Did you say McDonald's?
So this billboard in, what, the Netherlands? It's just a plain billboard, no printing on it whatsoever. But it smells like McDonald's, especially the French fries. They put a bunch of French fries in there, some exhaust fans, and it smells exactly like McDonald's fries. So I thought this would be ideal because I've been trying to get Runza to come to the Siouxland area since 1997. I would frequently contact them. They haven't really got back to me yet. But I think if we decide to open up a Runza, and hopefully someone with a lot of money will invest in a franchise somewhere in the Siouxland area. If we get a big billboard and just the smell of beef and cabbage emanating across the landscape of Sioux City, I think would be fantastic marketing for Runza. So hopefully, if you know someone at Runza, talk them into it. Steal the idea about the billboard that smells like McDonald's fries. That's in the Netherlands. We could do it here in the United States. I think it'd be fantastic. Listen, there's some other smells in town that don't smell that good. So if we could get a billboard that smells like Runza, I think that would be a winning idea. All right, finally, a little career update. Starting May 10th, I will be pursuing a passion project. I'm happy to announce I am the new public address announcer for the Sioux City Explorers. I'm a huge fan of baseball, and I think the right PA individual can enhance a game environment. So I hope to do my very best. I believe we have 42 games on tap for the home schedule, and I will be there starting May 10th. So if you get a chance, stop on by and say hi as we cheer on the X's together at Lewis and Clark Park and Mercy One Field. May 10th, go X's. Hey, this was fun. I think this was more enjoyable than perfecting the potato ole seasoning. Although, man, I am craving some potato oles from Taco John's. Also Runza. Also food. Coming up in future episodes, we'll break down some of the biggest movies from the movie year 1984. Also talk about unusual observations. Love your feedback as well. Make sure you send that email, tony@baldandwitty.com. And you can always find me on X at baldandwitty. Little programming note, I'll be joined by Braden Stafford, who's an amazing senior at Sioux City East High School. He'll break down the draft. We'll post that soon over the weekend. And we'll break down all the greatness that is the NFL draft. How about all those quarterbacks? Which ones will make it? Who will flop? We'll get Braden's perspective coming up this Sunday on a special edition of Pigskin Philosophy. Just remember, the next episode will be better than this one. Toodles. We'll see you next time on the podcast.
Because the world needs more joy, discover baldandwitty.com. Get fresh observations about movies, music, and more.